Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hey, detectives. Producer Lauren here. You may have noticed, but we are in a bit of a between-seasons hiatus while we continue writing a brand new mystery for you to enjoy. In the meantime, as mystery lovers ourselves, we understand that when you want more mystery, you in fact need more mystery right now, and we are here to give you more mystery. Introducing Mansfield Mysteries. Set in quiet, affluent Berkshire Bay, the show is a satirical, cozy murder whodunit featuring the inquisitive, martini-loving socialite Dorinda Mansfield. It's another comedy mystery podcast featuring a full cast of hilarious, vivid characters, and we're so excited to share episode one with you today. And if you enjoy the show, please consider supporting their Season 2 crowdfund on Seed and Spark. You can find that link in our show notes wherever you're listening to this. So, grab a martini, settle in, and enjoy the first episode of Mansfield Mysteries.
Quarantine presents Mansfield Mysteries, To the Depths, Chapter 1.
Stacy, dear, I can't understand why you insist on driving every time you come home to visit.
Oh, I never get to drive in the city.
It's my age. You think I'm too old to be behind the wheel.
More like your road rage. Plus, I'm counting on you for directions to Berkshire Bay Beach.
Head toward the water.
Well, I know that. But is it north or south?
North! North. After you hit Berkshire Park, there's Berkshire Meadow, and then Berkshire Bay, and then Berkshire Bay Beach.
Mm, yeah, that's right.
And the Berkshire's private beach is after that.
Oh, it's at the private beach.
Of course! Berkshire Bay Brand's Labor Day Extravaganza is for company members only.
Well, it's nice they still invite you.
Well, your father worked at 3B for close to 40 years. He knew where all the bodies were buried. Well, the least they could do is send his widow an invite to their annual shindig.
Yeah, well, I would have thought that Rosemary Berkshire looked forward to crossing the name Dorinda Mansfield off the guest list. You two weren't exactly the best of friends.
She follows that old adage of keeping your friends close and your enemies closer.
I'm excited to be home for this. I mean, I haven't been to the Labor Day extravaganza since college.
Oh, you know, darling, what's his name might be there today.
Oh, Mark?
Yes, and that god-awful wife of his.
Oh, water under the bridge, Mom.
Wasn't it at the extravaganza where...
Yes.
Well, I, for one, will never forgive him for breaking your heart. You, standing there in that hoop skirt in the middle of the faux terra plantation Rosemary insisted upon. As God is my witness.
Yeah, well, her old South theme aged as poorly as Mark's and my romance. So we've all progressed since then. You know, thank goodness.
Thank goodness? God, you sound like a kindergarten teacher.
I am a kindergarten teacher.
This year's theme is just beach. That's not offensive, is it?
No, not yet.
Oh, but the outfits are sure to be. I hope we're not subjected to atrocious mounds of flesh.
Don't body shame, Mom. See, that is offensive.
I can't be held accountable for my reaction if the Southern Belles are in bikinis. I'm only human.
Well, save your remarks for the ride home. Remember what you always taught me?
Talk about people behind their backs, like a lady.
No. Try to be kind. And then, if you must, talk behind their backs. Oh, we must be close. Look at all these cars. How many people come to this thing?
It's a company town, darling. Half of Berkshire Bay works for Berkshire Bay Brand.
Berkshire Bay Brand. You enjoy the sun, we'll provide the shade.
Bring the shade is more like it. The things your father used to tell me. Nasty, nasty people, the Berkshires. a long way from the beach.
Oh, I could drop you off instead.
Oh, nonsense, dear. We might never find each other again.
Oh, I don't think I could miss you in that giant straw hat.
Given the alleged ineffectiveness of Berkshire Bay brand sunscreen, that's why I must wear this hat. Rumor has it their SPF 100 is more like a 3.
Oh, I'll make sure to reapply.
Oh, and don't forget the little cooler in the trunk, dear.
But I thought the big deal about this picnic is that the company covers everything. Food, drinks, all the activities.
Oh, food, yes. Rosemary always hires excellent chefs. But there's no alcohol at a work event. She's a teetotaler. And you know what I always say?
Never trust someone who doesn't drink.
Exactly. Or settles for anything beneath top shelf.
Yeah. Well, you remember how you wanted me to tell you when you were sounding elitist?
Yes.
Well,
I mean about things that are offensive, not about matters of good taste.
Oh, wow, look at these incredible kites. Well, there must be 3 operators working each one of them.
3B loves to flaunt its money.
A Ferris wheel. Oh, and volleyball. Oh, and that looks like a dunk tank. Wow, and there's a massive tent.
Where Rosemary Berkshire is holding court, no doubt.
Well, that must be where the main party is. Is that a DJ? Oh, God, there's a bunch of cabanas, too. Oh, and I see where the sandcastle contest is. You're still judging that, right?
Always, dear. Ugh, look at all this skin. It's practically pornographic.
It's the beach, Mom.
Yoo-hoo! Dorinda!
Help me bite my tongue, darling daughter. The Southern Belles approach.
Yeah, well, at least they're not in bikinis.
But they look ridiculous.
Why, Dorinda Mansfield. Oh, and this must be Stacy.
Yes, good to see you, Sarah Belle.
Aren't you just as pretty as a meadowlark in spring?
Oh, thank you, Annabelle.
And what are you two dressed up as?
Well, I was just about to ask you the same thing.
I'm dressed for the beach. Cover-up, sandals, sun hat. But your get-up.
We're in early 20th century swimming costumes.
Complete with bathing caps, I see.
I didn't realize you two were affiliated with the company.
Why, we're on the board of charitable works.
And today, Rosemary Berkshire is going to make a very exciting announcement.
One that will impact our reputation as a nationally benevolent corporation.
Berkshire Bay Brands Benevolence. Quite the mouthful.
So long as Mark Miller signs off on it, there he is.
Stacy's Mark?
Oh, he's not my Mark.
Oh, you're right. That god-awful girl's Mark?
Rebecca. That's his wife's name. She's something, all right.
I'll say.
Well, why do you say that?
She's very loud and always on her phone, trying to be one of those, dominators.
Oh, a dominatrix?
Ew! Oh, no, not like that. One of those internet people.
Those tic-tacers.
An influencer.
Someone who's always making videos and having dog ears on their blurry face photos.
Huh. That doesn't sound like someone the Mark I used to know would be into. I mean, the Mark I knew was into poetry. E.E. Cummings. He liked music and reading.
A total nerd.
Anyway, I'm sure Mark will make the right decision.
For the company's sake.
Speaking of right decisions, did you hear who's running the barbecue today?
Oh, none other than Zachariah King himself.
King of the grill is more like it.
From the Food Channel?
None other.
Rosemary does make sure her guests are well fed. And I'm sure you two will take full advantage.
Yes, sirree.
Yeah, which we call food positive in the 21st century, Mom.
Do you care to join us for some?
Oh, I see my tennis partner Alice near the cabanas. You ladies will have to excuse us.
See you later.
But the barbecue is...
Toodaloo! Alice Breckenridge, you're wearing a 2-piece at your age and in broad daylight?
Oh, sweet cheeks, this crowd couldn't handle my after-dark look. I'm surprised you can see anything from under that giant hat on your head.
I didn't know you'd be here today.
Just sucking off the company's dry teat. Oh, I forgot there's no booze here.
Stacy, darling, get Alice a real drink from our cooler, would you?
Alice, I've got Chardonnay, or I could fix you a martini.
Bombay gin?
Bombay sapphire, of course.
That'll do, and make it dry.
Regular olives or blue cheese?
Surprise me.
Mom?
Make it two.
How dry?
Well, open the vermouth somewhere nearby.
But for heaven's sake, don't add a drop.
That dry. Got it.
Missed you at the tennis club this morning. I had a lesson with Brandon.
Working on that backhand of yours, I hope.
Oh, that's what I told him to practice with you. And your serve.
And your ground strokes. And volleys, of course.
8 weeks until the Halloween club open, and we're the defending doubles champs. Is drinking at 2 p.m. part of your training regimen?
Of course. Whither my tennis partner goes, I shall follow.
To the depths, then.
To the depths. Besides, when I'm required to socialize with the 3B bunch, at my age, a little lubrication makes it less painful.
Oh.
Have you seen Rosemary yet?
Oh, I'm hoping to avoid her. And we're trying to steer clear of Mark Miller as well.
What? Why?
Well, he was Stacy's high school boyfriend. Don't you remember?
Mom, let it go.
Oh, that's right.
And the last time they saw each other was here at the extravaganza when he dumped her.
In the hoop skirt with the fire pits everywhere, reenacting the burning of Atlanta. Yes, I do recall that happening. Well, he was a scoundrel then, and he's a scoundrel now.
What do you mean?
Well, he and I had some dealings a while back.
Dealings?
He was consoling me after Richard disappeared.
Don't tell me you slept with Mark.
Keep your voice down.
He's a married man, half your age.
Oh, in a terrible way. I'd rather forget the whole thing. It wouldn't ruin my reputation if that little slip-up got out.
Your reputation?
I'm known for my excellent taste.
In what?
Here you go, Mom. Alice. 2 Bombay Sapphire martinis with blue cheese olives. But should you two really be drinking out in the open like this at a dry event?
Only people with a problem drink in secret.
Thank you, Stacy. Cheers, dears.
Cheers.
Oh, good Lord, look who's rolling in this direction.
Oh, can you see if he's breathing, or is that busybody assistant of his just pushing his corpse around?
Mom, Alice, you shouldn't say things like that. You know, Mayor Berkshire has served this community...
Since the Dark Ages? I know.
You sound ageist and ableist.
Stacy, he's 100 years old. He and his father and his father's father have held the mayoral office of Berkshire Bay since the turn of the 20th century.
Which is the last time he had his wits about him. Everyone knows it's his assistant, Galen, who's been running the show for the last decade.
And tending to the mayor's herd of cats.
And rolling their hair off the mayor's suits.
And pushing his wheelchair.
But only because the mayor doesn't like to walk. He's in perfect physical health.
He just prefers to be paraded around?
Like a pharaoh.
Is that Dorinda Mansfield I see? Oh, and Alice Breckenridge. May I have a word with you ladies? Over there, Galen, over there.
Should we make a break for it?
I don't want to spill my drink.
Plus, it's the polite thing to do, Mom. He's an old family friend.
This is our last chance. We could be stuck chatting with him for ages.
The actuarial tables are in our favor.
Mom!
Is that little Stacy Mansfield?
All grown up.
I'll say, how I love the Mansfields. Oh, your father is my most trusted advisor, you know.
Her father has been dead for 8 years.
Was his most trusted advisor, he meant to say.
Yes, thank you, Galen. Was.
Well, he certainly was fond of you, Mayor Berkshire.
He and I have dinner every Tuesday night, and I need to pick his brain.
Used to have dinner, sir?
I'm desperate to get his thoughts on this Annabelle and Sarahbelle debacle. This charity nonsense.
Mayor Berkshire, these ladies are not interested
in... Oh, now that's where you're mistaken, Galen.
What have those Southern Belles done now, Mr. Mayor?
Oh, nothing, nothing. Rosemary Berkshire's on top of that.
And then there's the Exploratory Committee. Well, I can't wait to hear what your father has to say about that.
Exploratory Committee?
Yes, that Mark fellow. What's his name? Have you heard of him?
Have I?
Mark Miller?
Yes, Mrs. Breckenridge, you know Mark Miller. Intimately, right?
What's that supposed to mean?
This Mark Miller is considering running for mayor. How absurd. Why, a Berkshire's held that office since...
Since the Dark Ages.
Exactly.
The people of Berkshire Bay would rather see him dead than in the mayor's office. He's got a lot of enemies and a lot of skeletons in his closets. Am I right, Mrs. Breckenridge?
Well, I'm sure I don't know one thing about his closets, Galen.
Hmm. Anyway, sir, you know, it's after 2. It's time for your nap.
Naps are for children. I'm a man. I'm a mayor. Besides, you promised we could go on a Ferris wheel.
Yes, I did, sir, though you know my fear of heights. Anyway, good to see you ladies. Enjoy the extravaganza.
Well, I wonder what that's all about.
Those bells are not to be trusted. Mm. Not at tennis.
And not at charitable works.
You should do a little investigating, Alice.
I suppose I could do a little digging. Hmm, that was a good martini. Well, I'll see you ladies later. Ciao.
Toodaloo, Alice. Report back when you get some dirt.
Speaking of digging, do not forget you have to judge the sandcastle contest, Mom. I think it's starting soon.
Ugh! I'm going to need another drink for that.
Another martini?
It makes it more enjoyable.
Do you enjoy sandcastles?
No, judging. Oh, do keep up, dear.
Mom, these sandcastles are pretty impressive. Like, professional level.
Of course. You think Rosemary Berkshire wants children on her private beach?
Well, who else is judging this thing? Because they're running late.
Well, I didn't want to tell you this, dear, but I believe it's Rebecca Miller, Mark's horrible wife.
I'm sure she's fine.
Well, here she is now. Hello, Rebecca.
Hey, Dee. Welcome to my live stream. This is Dee, y'all, and we're like judging a sandcastle contest. Whoa, whoa.
It's Dorinda, Rebecca. I don't do nicknames. And please, get that phone out of my face.
Dee don't do nicknames, y'all. Dee, don't be like that.
And this is my daughter, Stace.
Hey, Stace. Welcome to hashtag Becca's Beach Day.
Hi. Nice to meet you. All of you. You're Mark's...
Mark who, y'all? Am I right?
Stacy and Mark were high school sweethearts.
Child's play. You hear me, Stace? Hashtag next.
I wasn't sure you were going to make it, Rebecca.
I was dropping off Mark's inhaler. Hashtag allergies. Hit me up in the comments if people with allergies annoy you too.
Yeah, I remember he always had that inhaler on him.
Shall we begin, Castle One?
Let me show the folks at home Castle One. Seems to be coming apart at the seams a bit. Hashtag hot ass mess.
Is this meant to be a Victorian?
If that means old and ugly, like, reminds me of your tennis partner, Alice. I know my fans have heard me rant about Alice. Am I right, Becca's besties?
Excuse me?
She's like a real housewife or something, full of Botox and hyaluronic acid and shit.
No, you're getting all that off a sandcastle.
Hashtag act your age. Whoop, whoop. Hey, like, DM me with pics of old ladies trying to be young.
Yeah, that's not cool, Rebecca.
It's that cougar Alice who's not cool, chasing after younger men.
Let's move on to castle number 2, shall we?
Castle number 2, y'all. Take it in. What do you think this is?
Well, it's very impressive. Honestly, they all are.
Looks like a first draft of, like, a Disney princess palace.
This reminds me of Windsor Castle. Oh, have you ever been?
No, Mark's been there. Mark's traveled all over the world for hashtag Berkshire Bay brand, but not with me.
Oh, what a shame. I always got to travel with my husband when he was on company business.
This generation likes to keep work and play separate. We don't mix business with pleasure.
So, well, what do you call this then? Your stream.
This is who I am, not what I do.
You're doing all this and not getting paid?
Hell yeah, I get paid. I'm sponsored by hashtag Berkshire Bay brand. Why else would I be here judging a sandcastle contest?
Oh, goodness.
Excuse me. Excuse me, everyone.
The Grand Dame speaks from the giant tent like the Wizard of Oz.
This bitch be trippin'. Like, come on, y'all. Let's grab some barbecue. We're out.
Toodaloo.
Well, I wouldn't have pictured Mark with her.
I didn't understand a word she said.
She's such a character.
Caricature is more like it. Utterly tiresome.
Good afternoon, Berkshire Bay Brand family. I'm Rosemary Berkshire, CEO of our company, and I am here to welcome you all to this year's Labor Day extravaganza. Remember, it is you, our cherished workers, who make Berkshire Bay Brand what it is. And this little get-together is our way of showing you our gratitude for all that you do. It is because of you that Berkshire Bay Brand is the workplace of choice in Berkshire Bay. It is your dedication, the hours you toil beyond the paid workday, the extra meetings you attend without compensation, the time you volunteer for trainings that fall outside your work week. It is that allegiance to the company that has made Berkshire Bay Brand one of the top 25 employers in our nation. I want to assure each and every one of you that this sunscreen ineffectiveness nonsense is just that, nonsense. And that matter will be handled shortly, but on that note, it has come to my attention that some of you have been in discussions about organizing a sort of group to represent the common workers against management. So let me just say this. Management is not against our beloved laborers. We are for you. And to be there for you, we kindly ask that any grievances brought forth are not done so anonymously. If there is an issue to discuss, a wrong to be righted, we most certainly need specific names and employee numbers attached to said issues. Moreover, I'm hearing terms thrown around like prevailing wage and job security and labor practices. Now, I'm not sure what all of these things mean, but be assured that Berkshire Bay Brand is a family. We are... Oh. Excuse me, everyone. It seems I'm needed elsewhere for a moment. Please enjoy the day, enjoy the weather, and especially enjoy Zachariah King's delicious barbecue.
Different year, same nonsense. What a blowhard.
She doesn't exactly sound pro-labor.
Please, that woman would employ children if she were running the company a century ago.
Excuse me, Berkshire Bay Brand family, I'm afraid I have horrible news. I just can't be the one to say it. I'm going to have Morton Anderley, head of security, take the mic.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Morton Anderley, head of security. Sorry to tell you all this, but there has been a tragic accident, and I'm going to need everyone to remain on the premises for the time being while we look into it.
Oh my God, Mark Miller is floating in the dunk tank. He's dead.
Oh my God, Mom! Mark is dead? I can't believe it.
Well, this extravaganza just got interesting. Stacy, darling, follow me. We have some work to do.
It is him.
Is this really happening? Oh, I can't believe it.
Wow. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Is he okay?
What, is that real?
Is that, is that who I think it is?
I can't tell.
Can you see from here? If that's who I think it is, I'm not that upset about it, to tell you the truth.
Mansfield Mysteries. Featuring Melissa Hughes Ernest as Dorinda Mansfield and Melissa Zian as Stacy Mansfield, with Doug Despin as Mayor Berkshire, Cody Ernest as Morton Anderley, Amy Hansen as Rosemary Berkshire, Brianna Hubbard as Rebecca Miller, Michael L. Johnson as Employee, Mona Goss Lewis as Alice Breckenridge, Tina Poxtellis as Annabelle, Joan Rory as Sarah Bell, and Christopher Wilde as Galen. Written by Amy Hansen and Michael L. Johnson. Sound design by Paul Reese. Directed by Nicholas Hoyt.
Special thanks to Dennis Hoyt, Rich Smith, and the Over Our Head players, as well as an extra special thank you to Amber Miller for inspiring this whole project. We couldn't have done it without any of them. You've just enjoyed a Quarantine production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.